The first reading is a reading from the book of Numbers. With their patience worn out by the journey, the people complained against God and Moses. Why have you brought us up from Egypt to die in this desert, where there is no food or water? We are disgusted with this wretched food. In punishment, the Lord sent among the people seraph serpents, which bit the people so that many of them died. The people came to Moses and said, "We have sinned in complaining against the Lord and you. Pray the Lord to take the serpents from us." So Moses prayed for the people, and the Lord said to Moses, "Make a seraph and mount it on a pole. And if any of you have been bitten, look at it, they will live." Moses accordingly made a bronze serpent and mounted it on a pole. And whenever anyone who had been bitten by a serpent looked at the bronze serpent, he lived. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Do not forget the works of the Lord. Do not forget the works of the Lord. Hearken, my people, to my teaching. Incline your ears to the words of my mouth. I will open my mouth in a parable, and I will utter mysteries from old. Do not forget the works of the Lord. While he slew them, they sought him and inquired after God again, remembering that God was their rock and the Most High God their Redeemer. Do not forget the works of the Lord. But they flattered him with their mouths and lied to him with their tongues. Though their hearts were not steadfast toward him, nor were they faithful to his covenant. Do not forget the works of the Lord. But he, being merciful, forgave their sin and destroyed them not. Often he turned back his anger and let none of his wrath be roused. Do not forget the works of the Lord. The second reading is a reading from the letter to the Philippians. Brothers and sisters, Christ Jesus, though he was in the form of God, did not deem equality with God something to be grasped. Rather, he emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, being in human likeness, and was found in human appearance. He humbled himself, becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. Because of this, God greatly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name, so that the name of Jesus every knee should bend, of those in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Amen. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said to Nicodemus, "No one has gone to heaven except the one who has come down from heaven, the Son of Man. And just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the desert, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, so that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him might not perish but might have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but the world might be saved through him." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Well, today we celebrate the Feast of the Exaltation of the Cross. And again, the cross is what God does for us, that he pays the penalty for your sins, for my sins. We should be damned forever. And yet God comes and says, "Give me their sins. Give that to me. I will pay the penalty." And Jesus dies. So the first thing we should be this day is grateful. Grateful for the cross. Grateful for Jesus. Grateful that God so loved us that he sent his only Son, not to condemn us, but to redeem us, to save us, as it says in the last line of the gospel. God did not send his Son in the world to condemn it, but to save it. So we need to be grateful. But then we need to be like him, right? So it's not just looking at Jesus and say, "Oh, thank you, Lord, for all you do for me." It's, "Lord, help me to be like you." And then we get to the second reading, and it's preceded not today, but of course in the Bible is, your attitude must be that of Christ. It says in Philippians 2, and then it says, though he was in the form of God, he did not deem equality with God something to grasp at. Rather, he emptied himself and took the form of a slave. We must empty ourselves and take the forms of slaves, become slaves every day in imitation of our master. So we're here not to condemn, but to serve. not to tear down, but to build up, not to wound, but to heal. This is your call. This is my call. Be grateful for what Jesus did, and then be Jesus in the world. You got it? You get it? You gonna do it? May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen.